Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Some ongoing studies have concluded that worldwide we're getting smarter. Well, we're getting smarter if you think IQ tests are an accurate test of intelligence, which a fair number of people don't. And I guess I'd have to classify myself among them. The fact that statistically, in IQ test speaking, I'm about 20 points higher in the IQ scale than my grandmother makes me laugh. When I was at an age when I was still learning to learn for the test, my grandmother had gone through one world war and immigrated to a new country. She raised 8 kids and sewed all of their clothes. She made everything from scratch food-wise, too. She had her garden, but she and my grandfather would also get on the streetcar on weekends and go to farmers' markets and lug home bushels. Bushels of tomatoes and onions and potatoes, anything that she could can or cook to feed her family. So when I read about these higher IQ scores of ours and thought about my grandma and also about what's going on in the world today, I didn't see that as necessarily a good thing. The general feeling is that IQ tests are a test of what psychologists call lateral thinking, or what I would think of as linear thinking. If you think about it in that way, you could almost predict what was going to happen when we improved our linear or lateral thinking skills. The more straight line your thinking is, the more difficult it is to think out of the box. And so during the same period of time when our IQs were getting higher, our creativity was taking a dive. Supposedly one indicator of how serious the problem is that the numbers of employers who are saying they can't find creative employees. But I wouldn't put a whole lot of faith in that, or at least I'd take it with a hefty grain of salt. The problem is that creative people many times have trouble in lateral thinking organizations. And lateral thinking employers want the creativity, but they want their employees to turn the creativity on and off as it suits them. Needless to say, this makes for some extremely frustrated creative people in the workforce. And in the past, what most of them would do would just be quit and go off on their own, or find an environment that was adaptive enough that they could think their own way. But anyhow, all this discussion got me thinking, do we do the same thing with our animals? Do we expect our animals to learn for the test? And do we yearn for them to be creative, and do we complain that we can't find any creative dogs? We can't find any creative horses. But sometimes you'll hear agility people talking about it, that they want a dog who's really, really good at problem solving and you know, can just really figure things out. And sometimes they hook that creativity up with words like drivey and really, really smart. But I don't think they really, really want a creative dog. On the other hand, I can easily see a herdsman wanting a creative herding dog. They want those dogs to be able to think outside the box. They don't want those dogs' thought processes to be limited to whatever they taught them. Because if all they expected the dog to do was something that person could do as well or better, then there wouldn't be any reason for having the dog, would there? in the environment of the true working dog, as opposed to the sport working dog, there is a need and a desire for creativity. And that probably explains why sometimes when people get animals from strong working lines with the idea that those same animals are going to excel in sports or games, those people are disappointed. And a lot of times they accuse the animal of being stupid. And maybe in terms of lateral, linear, IQ type thinking, the animals are. But they're also highly creative. I don't think creative thinking has showed up on the agenda in our societies in the past. Oh, I'd say it's probably been declining at least since World War II. The good news is that it seems like the pendulum always swings. We westernized humans tend to be a more is better species. If more is good, then a lot more must be better. And more than that must be better still. And so we just keep taking the numbers up higher and higher and higher. And then all of a sudden, we crash. It's happened in previous societies. So why in the world wouldn't it happen to us?
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.